Sanders and by Sonos. Experience powerful sound made easy at Sonos.com before the power goes out. Hello, listeners. Be advised, this show uses immersive audio. It may seem like sounds are coming from around or behind you. Please use caution when operating a motor vehicle.
We never want the things we say we want. Money, sex, acceptance, success, power. We chase them, but they're never what we're really after. No. In the aftermath of all this pain and suffering, it's clear what we really want. Control.
Is that bacon?
Versatile canned meat product. Good protein. You won't even taste the difference, and this one won't expire until 2026.
So, not bacon.
Well, just as good in a pinch, or a technological apocalypse.
Hmm. I'll keep that in mind.
I like bacon.
It's versatile meat. Apparently, we won't taste the difference.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for cooking breakfast, Mrs.
You can call me Auntie Wren.
Oh my God. I haven't heard Auntie Wren since I was like 5 years old.
Forgot how long it's been. Well, you can just call me Wren if you want.
No, it's nice. Anything from before is nice.
Mmm. Bacon?
Versatile meat.
Yikes. Copy that.
Hey, that was mine.
You weren't drinking it.
God.
Mrs. Wren, are you all right?
Yeah, sorry. I'm fine. They just remind me of my family a little too much.
What were they like?
Since when do you cook?
The fridge food won't last much longer. We should eat it while we can.
Good thing the stove still works.
Yeah, I just needed a match for the burner. I was planning on getting one of those nice new smart stoves, but I held off on redoing the kitchen until the divorce. Until I was more settled.
Anything from Lana?
No.
Something is wrong with the faucet.
It's not the faucet. These new high-rises, the water's pumped up from the lower floors. No power, no water. I've got gallon jugs in the closet.
Is that your backpack by the door?
I was gonna run out today.
Run out?
Just quickly. My TA Max seemed like he knew something about this whole blackout yesterday. I thought I'd go to campus and check on him, see if he knows what's going on. I mean, he has a double major in civil engineering, so...
Wren, did you forget what happened last night? It's not safe.
It'll be better during the day, and it's not far. Besides, the power could come back any second, and then we're worrying about nothing.
Is that why the president was going to make an announcement to tell us that everything was normal?
All the more reason to find answers while we're stuck here.
And do I have to remind you that our daughter's still out there?
You don't have to remind me, Danny.
What if something happens? What if something already happened and you're out running around?
One of us needs to do something. I can't just sit here while everything falls apart.
And what if something happens to you? What do we do then?
It isn't your job to take care of me anymore.
It's me. Open the door.
Lance?
Guys, what's going on? Is it Lana?
Oh. Hey.
Thank God you're all right. Where are the kids?
Who the hell are you?
What's he doing here?
I asked you first, buddy.
Okay, everyone stop. This is Lance.
Yeah, I heard that part. Who is he to us?
He's my boyfriend.
Thank you.
Blackout Season 2 is presented by Sonos, starring Rami Malek and Asia Naomi King. Created by Scott Conroy. Written by Jeremy Novick. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz and Jeremy Novick.
So you got a boyfriend?
I didn't mean for you to find out like this.
Maybe it's for the best.
And you know what's best, do you?
Ren, you okay with him being here?
What are you talking about? He's my dad, not some rando you want to be action figure.
Okay, Tyler, please.
Kiddo, I know you're upset, but just give me a chance, huh?
Ugh, Mom, make Stranger Danger leave or I will. Fine.
No, Tyler, wait.
That went well.
Why don't you keep your mouth shut?
Don't you guys call backup before you start running your mouths?
Okay, enough. Lance, outside now.
What are you doing?
He started in on me.
No, I mean this. Showing up in my house? Lance, we've only been dating for 3 months. This is my family. You can't do this.
I needed to know that you were okay.
Well, I'm not. Lana's still out there, stuck on Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, no. With the community service?
I want her home. Can you do something? Call someone? What is it?
This power outage. It's big, Ren. Statewide, at least. We're totally powered down into precinct. Can't get any communication.
What?
The mayor's missing, city council gone. There's nobody. It's just us.
What do we do?
That's the other reason I came. We're setting up an emergency relief zone in the north end, by the Coast Guard base. We've got generators, medicine, food, some equipment. There's a decent supply of gas and oil there. I was going to bring you guys.
We can't move until Lana's back.
Of course. Here, take this. It's a satellite phone. It still works. Keep it off to save the battery, but it's there if you need me. When you're ready, I'll be back.
Thank you.
She's going to be okay, Ren. Everything's going to be okay.
Hey. Hey, Lana. Hey. It's okay. You're okay.
What time is it?
I'm not sure. Maybe late morning. You didn't exactly rest easy last night, so I figured I'd let you sleep in.
Well, the passenger seat of a stranger's car in a freezing parking lot isn't my normal idea of beauty rest, so forgive me. Sorry if I kept you awake.
You're fine. I looked around a little this morning to see if I could figure out what's going on.
And?
Power's still out, and the fairies haven't come back.
Awesome. This is exactly how I wanted to spend my weekend. Stuck on an island in a court-ordered uniform with some square-jawed goody-goody boy scout.
You got me all figured out, huh?
Please. I had you pegged from the beginning. New car, nice clothes, spends his time volunteering. You've got sweet sheltered rich kid written all over you.
I didn't think it was possible for sweet and square jawed to sound like insults, but hey, you nailed it.
Not insults, just facts.
But you don't know me.
No? You got a dark side I don't know about?
Sometimes.
Kiss me then.
What?
You heard me. Give me your craziest, bad boy, pin-me-down makeout sesh.
Wait, are you serious?
As a heart attack slugger. That's what I thought.
Whatever.
Where are we going?
I know some people who might be able to help us figure out how to get home.
Of course you have friends on Martha's Vineyard.
They're not my friends.
Finally quiet up here, isn't it?
Oh, you're...
The old lady you were afraid to let into your condo last night? Name's Edie. Nice to officially meet you.
Ren Foster.
You folks all right after all that?
Yeah, thanks. Look, I'm so sorry about...
Oh, don't worry about it. I'm fine, you're fine. Everybody's fine.
No, listen, it's not safe here anymore. You need to leave. We all need to leave. Oh.
Where am I gonna go, honey? No husband, no kids, no family. Ah. You know, I've been here 32 years. They tried to kick me out when they tore down the old building and you folks started moving in. But they couldn't get rid of me. This place, it's more than a place to me. It's a home. No. I think I'll stay right here. You want to tell me what's going on with you now?
I thought I was in control of my life, and I'm realizing I'm not in control of anything.
Join the club, honey. Control's just an illusion that helps us get through the days. You pray?
I'm not religious.
That's not what I asked. Come here.
I'm not sure what to do.
Help? Thanks? Oh, and wow, are the big ones. Whichever order you prefer. I usually start with thanks, but I'm polite that way. You don't need faith in God, but faith in something helps.
Jesus, look at this place. Who are these people? The Obamas?
Nah, they're in West Tisbury, up island. Here, take off your shirt.
Excuse me? If this is about the makeout thing, the moment's passed.
I mean your court-ordered uniform. Things will go a lot smoother if they don't know I'm bringing a convicted delinquent into their house. I've got a hoodie in the backseat.
Got a lot of girls changing back there, perv? You can look if you want, choir boy.
You know, as attractive as it is being made fun of, I'll pass.
Your loss. Let's go. Are those peacocks over there? That's serious rich people stuff.
Lana, can you cool it with the sarcasm for like 5 seconds, please? These people need to like you if they're gonna help us.
What's not to like?
You really want me to answer that?
Who's there? We don't take solicitors, and I'm armed.
Mr. Westerbrook, it's Carter Shaw.
Who?
Lydia, son.
Carter Shaw! What a surprise! Oh, man, good to see you, kiddo.
Yeah, hey, Mr. Westerbrook.
Oh, come on. Mr. Westerbrook was my dad. You can call me Emerson, man. We're all friends here. Sorry for the hostile welcome. You know, it was quite a night after yesterday's excitement. Britta was adamant I'd take the gun out of the safe.
Emerson, is everything all right? Oh, my God, Carter! Oh! Holy cow! Look at you. You're so tall. They have you playing basketball yet? I'm totally kidding, by the way. You could play any sport you wanted. Ugh, I wish I knew you were coming, though. I would have made up the place.
It's always good to see you, though, Carter.
Yes, of course. And who's your friend?
Oh, this is Lana Foster. She volunteers with me.
Well, aren't you just adorable?
I can see why you brought her.
And any friend of Master Shaw's is a friend of ours.
The pleasure's all mine, sir.
Yeah, we got stranded in the power outage. I was just hoping you might be able to help us.
Hey, say no more. We got you covered.
Of course. Anything you need, Carter, you know that. Come in. After you, Master Shaw.
Shut up.
You're going out.
I told you, I can't just sit here.
And I know I can't stop you. Long as I've known you, at least I learned that. Do you love him?
Danny, please, not now.
Were you already with him?
How dare you? How dare you, Danny? After everything I put up with, you think I was cheating?
Why'd you stop trying then?
I stopped trying when you decided you cared more about yourself than our future.
Ren, that's not
you
what
you promised me 18 years ago you were done with stealing, with the drugs, screwing around with those people, with my father.
I was done.
Right, until 6 months ago when I found you bagging up painkillers in a stolen Civic, Danny.
You're so sure you know everything, Ren, but you don't know why people do things.
Enlighten me then.
It's not easy living in your shadow, you know? The deadbeat dad who can't provide, the townie loser at all those college banquets. What I did for my family.
I never needed you to provide. I needed you to tell the truth.
Just be careful. Please.
Sandwiches and mattresses work for you guys?
Well, I'm not 21.
What do I look like, a bouncer? Come on, after last night, you deserve a little tie loosener. It's good champagne, and I'm no narc.
Thank you, Mr. Westerbrook.
Yeah, this is perfect, Emerson.
Not quite perfect yet.
Wait, you guys have power?
Thanks to the solar panels on the roof and the 100-kilowatt generator in the basement. All eco-friendly, mind you. We invested in this green energy startup a while ago, and it slaps.
Oh, I don't think that's what slaps means, honey. We came here for Christmas 2 years ago. Emerson insisted.
Well, I thought it'd be rustic.
Instead, it was local drug addicts and sub-zero temperatures. And sure enough, we got stuck in a nor'easter. Anyway, thankfully, Emerson's doomsday prepper solar obsession came in handy. Annoying as it was hearing him go on about absorbers and acceptors and anamorphous and semiconductors.
Semiconductors? And I don't hear any complaints now. We can hang out here for 6 months, full power, without having to restock.
Well, cheers to you guys, then.
And cheers to you, too. Ah, it's just such a nice surprise to see Carter again. And you, Lana, you're just gorgeous. I love your hair. Oh, God, was that a microaggression?
Little bit. It's okay, though. Cheers. So, how do you know Carter?
Oh, we go way back.
Carter's mother, Lydia, was one of our dearest family friends.
She was their housekeeper.
She was more than that, Carter. She was family.
Lydia was a registered nurse, and she took care of Emerson's father when he was battling cancer. She was wonderful.
5 years, she was by his side, everything he needed. So, when Lydia passed, we promised we'd return the favor with Carter.
I didn't know your mom.
Yeah, she got sick last year.
Poor Carter didn't have anyone else to care for him.
Gives us a lot of joy to help out someone like him in a situation like that. Carter's one of the good ones.
And I hate to see what you say about the bad ones.
Yep. Carter's a good kid.
So articulate. He surprises us every time we see him.
Well, sounds like you guys are really just the best.
We try.
Any chance you could try to help us get off this island? Anyone you can call, maybe?
You know, we'd love to, but our phones are all down. No way to get a call out.
I'm sure they'll be getting the ferries up and running again soon.
Yeah, and you're welcome to stay with us until then, of course.
Well, Emerson, I'm not really sure that's the best thing for them.
I just thought...
Well, you two probably want your own space, no?
I mean, we don't have anywhere else to go. That's why we came here.
Right. Of course. Well, it's a good thing Emerson offered then. Let me just get the guest wing ready. One room or two?
One is fine.
You know, I'm not very domesticated when it comes to this stuff, so maybe the one room will be easier to handle.
And you two can just see where the mattresses take you.
Emerson, will you help me get their room set up, honey?
That was weird.
That's because they don't really care. It's just for show.
I'm sorry about your mom. I didn't know all that.
Yeah, guess you didn't really have me pegged after all.
Welcome to the Strata.
There's two of them following me. I know that for sure. You'll let me go. Oh, that's cute. The first bullet hits me in the chest, sends me staggering back a step. All right, you assholes.
Jeff, look out!
Let's go! Move it!
Yeah, run! That's it. And spread the word. Don't mess with Rust. Ever. Anyone who tries is gonna... Oh, forget it.
The Strata. In a dystopian city, an aging courier is forced to go into business with an underworld ganglord in order to pay for the treatment that keeps him alive. Check out The Strata anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Ren.
Julian.
Thank God you're all right. I heard about the rioting last night and I was simply worried sick.
What is everyone still doing here?
Some of the students went home to their families with phones down, but a lot of us had no place to go, so a few of us stayed behind to manage things. I'm sure we'll be right as rain soon enough. Ren, what is it?
I think we should talk in your office.
Hey, Tyler.
Just a second. Jesus, can you knock?
Sorry. What you got there?
A book on famous Boston criminals. Want to see if you're in here?
Hey, what's with the attitude?
Well, the power's out, Juan is missing, and Mom is dating Officer Buzz Lightyear behind your back. Why would I have any attitude?
Right. Well, that's fair enough. It's stressful right now, but we gotta try to be civil. It's all gonna be okay, I promise.
Pretty confident for a cuck.
Excuse me? Watch your mouth.
Why should I?
Because I'm your father and she's your mother. And I don't care what we did, you do not speak to us that way. You understand?
Fine.
Kira? What are you doing?
Hey. I just needed a minute.
It's freezing out here.
I don't mind. It's kind of nice, actually.
Is everything okay? You've been a little off.
I was just thinking about home. Jade. And Lincoln. Do you think they're okay back there?
Yeah. Of course.
And how about my family? My mom? I just left her behind.
Kira, you did what you had to do to survive. We all made choices.
But you didn't. Not really. You still have your family.
This is your family. You're my family.
Am I?
What is that supposed to mean? I mean, what do I do with that, Kira?
I'm sorry. It's just hard, and now that woman's here. She lost everyone. I can't stop thinking about it. How much pain that is.
I know. I know.
My God. He said it was the entire state that was down?
Lance said it could be even worse. And if it's that catastrophic...
You need to prepare the students.
You need to get them out. Give it a week, you could be out of fresh food, drinkable water. Who's gonna pick up the trash?
Do you think it was an attack?
I don't know.
I've heard conspiracies. Russia or China delivering an EMP somehow, or hacking into the power grid.
Why would they do that? I mean, we're not exactly allies, but don't they need a global economy to function?
Terrorism, maybe. It's a smart way to attack. They brought us back to the 18th century with a flip of a switch.
It would explain all the panic. Whoever it was timed it perfectly. President gets cut off, people get scared. It accelerates everything.
Gasoline on a flame. And this is how it ends. Alone, in the dark.
I need your help.
Anything, Ren. You know that.
I need to find Max. My TA? I know he lives off campus, but I don't know where.
From yesterday? The crazy one.
Huh, maybe not so crazy. I thought he was just shouting nonsense, but I think maybe he was talking about this. If I find him, I might be able to get some answers.
Ren, I'm not sure it's wise to go wandering into the city alone.
Hey, I survived last night.
You got lucky last night. If something happened to you, I couldn't live with myself.
Julian, I need answers.
I have hard copies of the students' files here somewhere. Let me look.
Thank you. And what about you? Are you gonna stay here?
No. I've dedicated my life to this university. Sacrificed my marriage to it. Where else would I go?
It's not the first time I've heard something like that today.
Maybe it's a sign.
It's not a bad view, huh? It can be yours for the low, low price of $13 million.
Do I have to be as fake as them before I buy, or does that attitude come with the house?
You know, I actually think it's a little bit of both. Yeah. I mean, they're good people at heart, I think, and I do appreciate what they've done for me and for my mom. I don't know. I just hate being their little orphan Annie to show off to their rich friends.
Yeah, I know the feeling. My mom's a professor at Eastern. She's always parading me around faculty parties, talking about my GPA. Mm. Like I'm a prop for her success.
A daughter of a college professor, eh? And I thought you were hard.
Hey, my dad's still a former career criminal, so watch it.
Okay, my bad.
I'm really sorry about your mom.
It's okay. I mean, I'm grateful for the time I had with her. That's why I do the volunteering and all that. It's for her.
I'm sure she's proud of you.
No, I told you, that doesn't work.
It sounds like Emerson.
Who's he talking to? He's down there. Is that... He's got a cell phone?
It's a satellite phone.
No. You said it would be quick and easy. Your words exactly. Then we could go back to our lives.
What is he talking about?
I embrace solutions, not excuses, okay? So why don't we cut the crap? You tell me how long this is gonna go on for and how you're gonna compensate me for my trouble. Don't you threaten me. If you think I'm afraid of you...
I don't like this. Let's go.
Wait, I want to hear.
Yes. Yes, sir. I understand. Well, I've got these two stowaways I gotta figure out, too. It's his kid and his girlfriend or something. His mom was one of our staff. I just felt bad, so I said they could stay. It was stupid. Well, I need to do something. A couple of teenage losers aren't exactly part of the plan. Britta's pissed.
I am not a loser.
Shit. Go! Okay, look, just act normal. We were up here the whole time.
Okay. What the hell is this? Mass juvenile corrections? Carter, is this yours?
Hold on, you went through my card?
It was on my property. It's mine. I'm sorry. I should have told you.
So, you brought a criminal into our house?
No, I was just here to do community service. It was a stupid thing.
I knew there was something off about you. Something... low.
Hey, there's nothing low about her.
What's going on here?
Well, apparently Carter's little girlfriend is here on the island courtesy of a court order. She's a criminal, Emerson.
Look, I said don't call her that.
I don't think you have the moral high ground here, Carter.
Oh, yeah? What about your little phone call? What are you going to do with us stowaways, huh?
Well, what are we going to do about this, guys?
Excuse me. State your name and business.
Ren Foster. I'm checking in on one of my students. I'm a professor at Eastern.
You don't look like a college professor.
Okay, I promise you I am. I'm just trying to check on one of my...
You look like all the other criminals who came through here.
Okay,
They burned out my house. Did you know that?
No.
I'm a doctor, for Christ's sake. And they burned out my house. What did I ever do to anybody?
Look, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry about that, but I promise you, I'm not here to cause any trouble. I'm just trying to check.
Shut up! Shut up, okay? You people are gonna learn what happens when you cut the line. When you don't know your place!
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Hello? Hello, can anyone hear me? I'm looking for Max Ludlow. Hello? Oh my god. Oh my god. Max? Max, where are you? Hey! Hey, come back here! Come back here, stop!
Oh my god.
Max! Oh my god. Oh my god, what happened?
Ren? He was in here. Waiting for me.
Okay, shh. It's okay. It's okay. Just breathe and stay with me, okay? It's gonna be okay.
No. It's not. With the power, go the people.
This is what you meant? The power was this? The blackout?
I tried to tell the truth.
Okay, it's okay, Max. Just please, just stay with me, okay? Just...
Listen! They didn't get everywhere. There are still safe places.
Where do we go? It's okay, Max, okay, just breathe, okay? Look at me, okay? Max, no, keep looking at me. Eyes open, Max, okay? Just please, no, Max, no, Max, keep looking at me, please. Open your eyes. No, just, oh my God, no. No, Max, come on, just breathe. Please, Max, just breathe, no. Just, oh my God. No.
It's been too long, Dad.
I know.
Well, Mom should have been back by now.
I know.
Okay, so something, you know, could have happened to one of them.
I know, Tyler, all right? I know. I'm going out there.
I'm coming with you.
No, you're not. You're gonna sit right there, you're gonna stay safe, and you're gonna wait for Lana.
Dad.
Look, guns in the cabinet. Anyone comes in that door who isn't family, you don't hesitate. Get back. Ren. Jesus Christ, is that blood?
It's not mine, it's okay. We can't stay here.
Ren, just take a minute.
Okay, we don't have a minute. We need to leave right now. This isn't going away anytime soon, but there are places with power.
There are? Where?
I don't know yet.
Just... Okay, well, we should stay here until we know, right?
No. It's not safe, Tyler.
But Lana's still gone, and how's she gonna find us?
No, it's okay. I'll take care of that.
How?
Ren, what is the plan?
Ren, you ready? Jesus! Danny, what did you do?
Is he serious?
He didn't do anything, Lance.
What the hell is he doing here?
Okay, Tyler, please. Lance and the police set up an emergency response zone. We'll stay there until the power comes back or we can leave the city. They've got resources. We'll be able to find Lana better from over there.
And when did we decide that?
I just had a 22-year-old kid die in my arms because somebody shot him to death. I'm sorry I didn't consult you first.
Well, I'm not going anywhere with Captain Combat Boots.
Looks like you didn't make a very good impression, pal.
Yeah, real nice, Danny.
Ren, you know we can always go back to the old neighborhood.
You think everyone will feel safer in the ghetto?
I know I would.
Well, you don't have to come, Danny.
If Dad's not going, I'm not going.
Enough! I'm not breaking this family apart. Danny, please.
Mom's right. We stay together, all right? Pack a bag and hurry. We're not gonna keep Lance waiting.
Dad.
Go.
Thank you.
Don't thank me, just be right. And you put my family in danger, I'll kill you.
Ren?
Oh, hi, Kara.
I didn't wake you, did I?
No, I've been awake.
I just wanted to say, I'm sorry you're not with your family. I know how bad that hurts, and I'm here if I can help somehow.
Thank you. Thank you, Kira. That's very sweet.
You bet. Good night, Ren.
Good night.
Danny Murphy, leave a message.
It's me. I know you'll never hear these, and I know it's useless, but for the 114th time,
save me, 'cause the blackout's coming. I will be in the fire's light. Baby, when the blackout comes, we'll be fighting off the night. So don't get burned, your mother warned you. Try to get your stories right. Maybe when the blackout comes, we'll be finally.
Blackout stars Rami Malek as Simon and Asia Naomi King as Ren, with Seychelle Gabrielle as Izzy, Caroline Newton as Kira, PC Carter as Hunter, Christopher Backus as Danny, Ray Stoney as Lance, Danny McAuliffe as Tyler, Spence Moore II as Carter, Samantha Rose Cardenas as Lana, Ryan O'Nan as Emerson, Molly Burnett as Britta, Andre Royo as Julian, Jane Taini as Neighbor and Edie, Sam Littlefield as South End Resident, Zachary Margulies as Max. Created by Scott Conroy. Written by Jeremy Novick. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz and Jeremy Novick. Executive produced by Rami Malek, Scott Conroy, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Rob Herding, David Henning, and Fred Berger. Co-executive producers Tara Roy and Fiona Smith. Produced by Tess Ryan, Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez, and Jack Friedman. Co-producer Michelle Zarat. Original music and score by Jasper Van Dyke for SALT. Q-Code head of music, Darren Johnson. Q-Code head of engineering, Ryan Walsh. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Edited by Lauren Cabanas. Assistant editing by Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by Ryan Sullivan. Sound design consulting by Matt Yoakum. Additional sound effects editing by Christoph Classe and Matt Sobel. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona. Production coordinators, Brandon Weisner and Bree Dorian. Post coordinator, Rachel Ganover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Production assistants, Nathan Yan and Jerry Hu. Stock media provided by Pond5. Blackout is a Q-Code and Endeavor Content production.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience powerful sound made easy at Sonos.com before the power goes out.
Hey,
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.